The new single from the Betty Ayres, who are a Sydney band. They're a three-piece, and they're made up of ex-members of hard rock bands Run Hide, you might remember from a little while ago, and also the ex-frontman of Girling, who's also DJ the ELF. Good afternoon, Darren and Michael. How are you guys doing?
Good, thanks.
Good, thanks.
What interests me so much about this project is everyone's come from such really different places. I mean, Run Hide was a really, really hard rock band, and Girling was pretty crazy in itself, like punky electronic stuff. And you guys have come together to make like a 50s, 60s grunge rock sound.
Yeah.
Why? How did this happen?
We all met each other through a mutual friend of ours. I don't know, we would just talk. Like, this was about 2 years ago, maybe, we first started hanging out.
Yeah.
And like the whole 50s, 60s thing wasn't really happening. Oh, the 60s thing was, but the 50s wasn't happening. And we were just like, oh, let's just jam, like Christian and I. And then Zag come in, and then we were just playing 50s kind of grooves. And then by the time we just filled out the choruses, because there's just one guitar on the drums, it kind of becomes a bit grungy, the dynamical kind of thing.
Yeah, I guess we wanted to keep the sound quite full, so we figured, you know, adding a few harmonies to the vocals might actually fill it out nicely.
It's funny that you wanted such a full sound when a lot of people listening to that track wouldn't have realised it's just one guitar, drums and two vocals. Christian is just a vocalist, and Darren, you do vocals too.
And Michael also sings
on that track, right?
Yeah. So, and live as well, we all sing.
Was that a conscious decision to keep it small? Because, I mean, Girling was just two guitars and drums.
Yeah, I guess with the music that we wanted to do, we wanted to kind of mainly focus on melody, and if there's nothing else there, you got to really make do with making music out of the core basis.
Yeah, and what you have, I guess.
And it comes out, I think, a bit more stronger. But with the recording, though, I do the recording and production, and we all sit around and, like, listen and give ideas or whatever. But we do try to make it full, and using, like, Phil Spector kind of, you know, different kind of methods with reverbs, and even with Jennifer's Enemy, that one, we recorded it, the drums and the guitar live in a big shed. So the sound does kind of sound really reverby anyway. And then we actually sung through PA and recorded that for some of the vocals on that to get the same sound of the shed. And
now your drumming style, Michael, going from Run Hide to this project, how much has that changed? Because how much do you have to alter your personal style?
I guess I've always kind of liked a lot of different styles of music. So, you know, going from something to, like, between Run Hide and Betty Ayres, there was a fairly big change in that I was quite conscious of the Betty Ayres drums to be quite simple and to the point, like servicing the music, whereas Run Hide had a bit more room to do some fancy rock drumming.
You mentioned where you recorded it. Your press release says a dilapidated hockey shed, and it is very much so. I've checked it out before. The space is really, really interesting. Can you just describe it to people who haven't seen it? It's down in Glebe.
I guess the best thing about the whole thing is we don't have to pay for it. So. But it's just a hockey shed. It's quite
homely.
If you're a rat or a hockey player, but
it's kind of tucked away.
There's also it's also below a tram line. There's a tram line that runs over it.
Yeah,
did you have any problems recording when a tram goes over it, the whole place shakes.
Yes.
Any problems like that?
So not with my amplifier, but some other people's amplifiers. This
bit of a buzz.
Ghost hum comes out. Kind of sounds like Where the Streets Have No Name. It's that kind of weird thing. But with us, no, that's fine.
Just have to keep our eye on the timetable.
Within 2011, can we expect a full length?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we've got the songs.
You know, there might be a bit of culling down happening, but we're kind of keen to get our record on as well, so get the mics down to the tram shed.
It's out now. Check it out. The single, it's called Reverse Now, and the B-side I played earlier was Jennifer's Enemy. You can download it from Polaroids of Androids. Darren and Michael, thanks so much for dropping by. Darren and Michael from the Betty Ayres, they're playing at the Roxbury Hotel on Saturday the 18th of December.